Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have...
At the tone, please leave a message for...
Joseph Gibson.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war. Because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis.
Sorry, everybody. How you doing? It's Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. We are live at 6.05 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing tonight? I don't know if we're on YouTube yet tonight. I don't know. That's up to Big Banker. If he's going to connect us to YouTube or not, I'm not sure. Maybe it's too much work for him. I don't know. I tried connecting Joe and Sebastian, Florida. I'm hoping he's on the line. I tried several times. I don't know what's going on. I was hung up on three times, but I see Stumber on the call line. I tried connecting several others that are supposed to, you know, they asked me to do this for them because some, you know, everyone lives these busy lives. And we have all this high technology, these cell phones and these iPhones and these smartphones and emails and widgets and gadgets and gadgets, and I can watch my house while I'm at work. But yet, when you try to call somebody and get a hold of them, you don't know where the hell they're at. You can't get a hold of them. I mean, for goodness sake. You know, and we talked about this last week on the show. The majority of Americans, over 72%, this is what was told, this is what was reported on the Glenn Beck show last week when I listened to it, over 72% of the American people today under the age of 40 do not have more than $500 in their checking account. $500 in their checking account. They don't have more than $500. But yet, they're willing to go out, okay, and buy a $999 cell phone. Okay, they'll find a way to pay for that, won't they? They'll find a way to get that darn cell phone. And you know what? They're going to put insurance on that phone. They're going to make sure they got insurance. Because, listen, people without their cell phone today, oh, my Lord, they're lost. The whole world's caving in on them. I mean, just look at an 18-year-old. Take their cell phone away. Their whole world will crash down on them like there's no tomorrow. So they put in, I mean, some of them may drop it. They may lose it, and they get stolen, so they put insurance on it. But guess what? They don't want to pay for health insurance. They think the government should pay for it, right? Isn't that a shame? They're willing to pay for cell phone insurance, but not insurance on their health. Their health. Because, look, we all know when we're younger, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23, we realize that, you know, hey, we're going to live forever and, you know, we're healthy and we really don't care about our health too much right now, but we care about our cell phone, you know. But I want to say something about Donald Trump, though. I want to say something about Donald Trump here real quick. And I lost Joe from Sebastian, Florida again. I don't know what's going on with his number. I'm going to try giving him a call. I'm going to pause the phone. I'm going to pause everything right now because I think he may be having problems. I don't know. Mike out in Wisconsin, if you can help me out here on this, maybe press the number one and let me know what's going on. I'm going to try calling him again because I can't get through to him for some reason. Unless he, you know, I don't think he doesn't want to be a part of the show. But I'm going to try calling him right now. I'm putting his number in the type room here. And I'm going to go ahead and try calling him right now and see if we can connect him. Okay, so everyone just pause for a minute. Yeah, I know. It's his birthday tomorrow, actually. So we need to wish him a happy birthday if we can connect him. But he's not answering. Where could he be, I wonder? I don't know. It's very odd. Usually he always answers the phone. And he knows the showtime. This is unlike him not to answer. Unlike him. Let someone know something that I don't know.
Hello.
Know. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Joe, we're talking about you. I'm glad I connected you. All right, thank you. Happy birthday, by the way. Tomorrow's your birthday.
Yeah. I'm just not feeling good right now.
Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? I kind of figured that we were worried about you. We're calling you live on the show, and we were worried about you. I mean, what's going on?
Well, I got one eye don't work, okay? My left eye, I'm blind. And I don't know. It just happens, you know, it adds up to be nonsense, really. You know, I don't know what, I've been talking to Michael about it. Michael ought to know. And I was outside with the dog. You know, you got to take the dog out no matter what happens. So,
you got that right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, Joe, you know, tomorrow's your birthday, and we wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Okay, thank you.
A couple people typed in the chat room, so we just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. When you didn't answer, we got a little worried, you know, because usually you answer. And understand you're not doing too well. I wish Mike would have told me and I wouldn't have disturbed you, you know?
He doesn't know it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't called him today, and I didn't, he wasn't there yesterday. He was with Melody.
Okay, well, I mean, is this just like a common cold type of thing, or
no, it's not. No, it's not.
Nothing serious?
No, it's nothing serious right now, okay? When you're 86 years old, yeah, almost anything can be serious. But that's about the way it is right now. No, I'll be all right, except that I was just feeling down, way down.
I understand. Well, I'll give you a call later, or if not tomorrow. But if you want to listen in, I'll go ahead and mute your line right now. That's fine. I understand you're not feeling well. I was just worried because I connect you and I connect several other people. So for some reason, your line got disconnected and then it got connected and then it got disconnected. So I wasn't sure.
We had a hell of a storm up here. Okay, thank you. We got a hell of a rainstorm up here. It's coming up towards you.
That could be the problem, too. Yeah, that could be the problem, too.
Right.
All right, Joe, I'll mute your line. If you want to rest and you don't want to listen, just go ahead and hang up. I understand. I'll mute your line. Anyone else wants to contribute? I had a bunch of other people on the line. They just disappeared when I muted his line. But he's not feeling well. Hey, you know, when you get older, times like that, you know, the common cold could be serious. You know, and the weather is so freaking crazy. I mean, we're talking 82 degrees all last week in North Carolina. This weekend, we're going down to 29 degrees. Crazy weather. This isn't global warming. I don't want to hear that nonsense. Nothing to do with global warming. Nothing at all. It just has to do with we're in a crazy weather pattern. Could man be screwing with the atmosphere? We don't know. But I wanted to get back to what I was originally talking about here. You know, we're talking about the younger generation today who would rather pay insurance on their cell phone than pay for health insurance. And let me tell you something. We just heard from Joe Sebastian Floyd. He's 86 years old. I bet he has health insurance. I bet, you know, and people of yesteryears, people who are older, this is important to them. You need to understand, one day, you're going to need that health insurance, man. You're going to need it. So what Donald Trump is talking about and what these screwy-ass politicians are talking about, you need to pay attention, man, because one day you're going to need it. And thank God Joe and Sebastian Florida didn't obtain cancer or some sort of disease throughout his 86 years of life. Thank God he didn't have a heart attack or, you know, whatever. All the many that we face throughout life, thank God that didn't happen to him. So if he's feeling down, he needs to look up at that. Thank God that didn't happen. Now, as far as getting older, hey, look, we're all going to have to go through it. Getting older, facing those growing pains, I mean, but that's where the younger generation comes in. And you look at the joy of what you accomplished when you were younger, you know. And I look at that also, you know. I always praise my sons, my two sons, because I know one day they're going to take care of me. When I'm 86 years old, I pray to God and hope that my two little boys will take care of me like I take care of them today. And that's so very much important. It really is. But I did start the show off with a special. I don't want to spend the whole show on it, but I do want to attack other Blog Talk Radio shows tonight. I want to do it in a way that where I'm not going to take callers that are going to argue with me, because this isn't going to be an argumentative session tonight. This is going to be a factual time that I'm going to have here tonight. I'm going to take callers, but I'm going to be very, very I'm going to censor callers in a way. I don't like doing that, but I want to say this. Blog Talk Radio, it's a popular internet radio platform. I have a chat room open right now. Okay, I've got a dozen or so people in the chat room. I've got about 25 people on the call line. Not as many as I always usually get. I've got my usual supporters on the line. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. But Blog Talk Radio, I want to say something here. This Talk Real Solutions radio program, Flycatch, sent me a message. And he says, Flycatch says BTR is mostly 60% black shows. And but that's not really the problem, Flycatch. That's not really the problem. The problem is what are these black shows purporting? They, you know, you have a First Amendment right. But it doesn't give you the right to say whatever the hell you want to say. You can't yell fire in a movie theater. You can't tell someone to go like themselves on. You can't call white people crackers and racists, and they should all be dead. And the Constitution should be ripped up into shreds. That's not your First Amendment, okay? And you're right, Flycatch. I'm looking at the chat room right now. I wish other people would participate in this conversation, because Talk Real Solutions has targeted my show. And this bastard, and that's what he is, he's a bastard, Richard, a.k.a. Richard Tyrone, whatever the hell his name is, who lives, I think I gave him his address one time. I don't have it in front of me because I don't study it. But Tyrone, Richard, this racist, and that's what he is, he's a black racist, who should be kicked off Blog Talk Radio. He should be removed because he has violated the terms of Blog Talk Radio. He's violated so many sections and subsections of Blog Talk Radio, it is a disgrace. Now, if I were to do that as a white man, whoa, I'd probably be on CNN and Fox News tomorrow. Excuse me. Talk Real Solutions offers nothing that has to do with journalism or internet radio. And I believe it should be removed and not sponsored by anyone. And I've complained to Blog Talk Radio numerous times, and I've been ignored. And I'm asking all of you out there tonight, please complain that this Talk TRS, Talk Real Solutions, Black Power black racist show be removed. Removed from the internet. Removed from Blog Talk Radio. Let them go to Talk Show or whatever the hell they can do. Or go to YouTube or go wherever the hell they can help. Whatever the hell they can do. This show needs to be removed. And I know there are people listening here tonight in Sabretooth, who's a chat room user. I don't know who you are. I believe you're Tone, actually. I don't know. You could be. But Sabretooth and whoever else who's on here, who's Facebook messaged me, and all these other people that he has, this Tyrone has on his network that are racist, okay, and scumbags that scream for hate and try to divide this country. Listen, like I said, you have a right to free speech, but you don't have a right to incite violence. You do not. Tell me, what difference is this Tyrone than the Ku Klux Klan or skinheads? We all hate the Ku Klux Klan and skinheads, don't we? Well, this Tyrone is doing the same thing they do. Okay? And I know there's things being typed in the chat room, and I'm going to document, but I'm just trying to ramble on here a little bit. And I do got a caller on the phone line, and I'm going to connect that caller. But I just want to say that this show needs to be exposed for what it is. You know, all our local news media, you know, the Ku Klux Klan goes out and hands out a few flyers, and it's all over the news, you know. And I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan and what they're doing today. Or the murdering thing that they've done in the 1920s, 30s, killing innocent people. No, I don't believe in hurting innocent people. However, they do got some great points, though, when it comes to ignorance like Tyrone, okay? And Tyrone had some great points when it concerns white racists. However, he is provoking people, this Tyrone, this Richard Thompson, whatever the hell, you know, like I said, why would you change your name anyway? You know, if your name's Richard Thompson, then call yourself Richard. Why do you call yourself Tyrone? I just want to say that this TRS has attacked my show. It's tried to hijack it. Their people have come over here and have tried to hijack this show, and they need to be exposed. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. You want a race war in this country, you got to be a jackass to even try to ignite a notion like that. Number one, the government will squash you in a second. Number two, the minority community or even most of the black population would go against you if you were to ignite a race war, Mr. Tyrone. And for you to say, rip up the Constitution and throw it away, Tyrone, is you, well, get the hell out of this country then. Move away. Because you're not going to conquer Alabama. You're not going to get your mule and 40 acres or 40,000 acres or whatever the hell you want. You're not going to get it. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. All right? And Donald Trump is your president right now. I don't, listen, we don't need to get into politics right now. But Donald Trump is your president. Deal with it. Just like everyone dealt with Obama. His big-eared, dumbo-looking Obama. Okay? And that's what he was. He looked like an idiot, acted like an idiot, and tried to bring America down to nothing. And he failed because you want to know why? The president doesn't control America. The Federal Reserve Bank controls America. You were bought. We are all slaves. We are all slaves to the Federal Reserve banking system. You want to survive in America today, you need money. Fact. Unless you want to go live up in the mountains and go hunt rabbits and deer and moose and try to build yourself a log cabin, well, when you know, go ahead. But I'm trying to say, if you want to live with everyone else in this society or live in a city or town, you need money. You need a driver's license. You need a birth certificate. and you need a Social Security number, and you need to cooperate. Your master, the Federal Reserve System. What I want to do is, I thought about this earlier on tonight, every single show from this point on, I hope I can do this. I'm going to ask a couple of my friends here online here to help me out with this. And we're not going to do a whole show of it. Excuse me. Every single show, I would like to put together about 8 or 9 minutes educating everyone on what and who the Federal Reserve System is that owns you. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that think the creature from Jekyll Island would be a good educational tool. However, it's a little dry. People are really not going to be able to listen to it 8 minutes at a time. I thought more of less. I have about a 6-part series video system that would be more educational, more of like an educational tool where people can understand the Federal Reserve and really know who owns you today. All right, I don't want my callers waiting too long, but I do have one waiting in the wings here, and the objective of the show here tonight is to expose this maggot Tyrone and all his little cronies on Talk Real Solutions. Talk Real Solutions, you call in, they hang up on you if you're white. Anyway, go ahead, Bit Banker, you're live on the line, area code 203, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, all controversy, all advertising, whether good or bad, ends up being good. So why continue talking about this TRS? What does that stand for? Talk Radical Crap. Is that what it stands for?
I think that's what it does stand for, but what they claim it stands for is Talk Real Solutions.
Oh, I had it mixed up then. I'm sorry. I thought it was what I had to say. Yeah, you know, your First Amendment doesn't really have a limit on what you can say. The First Amendment is to keep the government from interfering with what you have to say. Although that really doesn't hold true, because if you look at what happened to Hal Turner about 4 or 5 years ago, you'll see that you really can't say whatever you want, because if you say something and the government doesn't like it, they will put you in jail, because that's what they did to him. And he made alleged threats on the radio, although those threats couldn't be perceived as threats because the threat of danger wasn't imminent, because he was halfway across the country when he made it. But they still put him in jail for it. Go ahead.
No, you're right. But why did they put him in jail? What did he do? What did Hal Turner really do to hurt anyone? I mean, granted, I don't agree with what Hal Turner said, but did he not have a First Amendment right to speak what he had to say? Or why should he not have a right, but yet these black racists on TRS could say basically the same thing? White people should burn themselves on. Tyrone said, "I should take a can of gasoline and light myself on fire." I mean, that's a threat, isn't it? Shouldn't he be in jail for something like that, like Hal Turner?
Yeah, well, Hal Turner threatened the life of some federal judges in Chicago, and that's why they got him. Hal Turner was really bad against the black people and Hispanics and everything, and he had his way. He had his First Amendment right. He got on the radio for a number of years there, and he was pretty bad. But you know what? I don't know about the black people, but I took it all as in fun, as an entertainment. That's the way I took it. So I didn't think, you know, I wasn't about to go out and do what he said or what he purported to do. So, you know, it was just an entertainment show. And it's not like I followed him, you know, every week or every day or whatever time he was on. I just, you know, heard him every now and then.
Yeah, but I know, but people may have, you know, did what or took his. And that's the thing about the First Amendment. You can't incite violence. You know, and you can't control what other people do. I agree with you. But at the same time, you know, it does not give you the right to, do things like this. And don't forget about the Muslim now they are trying to shut us down. This UN, this carries over to the UN also. Yes, Flycatch makes very interesting points in the chat room. And if you're not in the chat room really is a great place to express your opinions and views. But Bitbanker, my point of it is you say I'm advertising this TRS show right now. Not really, not really. And will people go there and flock and listen to the show because of what I said tonight? Maybe. But at the same time, they're gonna become educated that there are black people out there who are filthy, disgusting people who should be removed from Blog Talk Radio. I know Mike out in Wisconsin one night listened to his show, how this guy bashed me. You've listened to it. Jason listened to it. Several other people here on the program here listened to how he bashed my show. So I'm only returning the favor and bashing his show. But at the same time, I truly believe Blog Talk Radio needs to remove this individual from the internet airwaves. And I believe he was kicked off once before already. I need to do my research on that. But go ahead, Bitbanker.
Yeah, well, we'll contact Blog Talk as well and see what they say. And you know, we've seen Tyrone out there in his driveway fixing his car. So we know all about him. We know what he does. You know, he's just more talk, and you're right. Basically, that's the way they're going to get their way. They're going to get their way by force and violence. And if they don't get it, then they'll just do more force and more violence, because that's the way they think they're going to get their mule and $40 million, by force and violence.
Well, hang on. Now, that could be a racial statement, Bitbanker. What do you mean, they? Who's they? You know, see, he's going to automatically, I already know they're listening tonight. I already know they're listening. And they're going to document this, and they're going to play it back on the show. But so, who do you mean by they?
Well, let me make an analogy here, and I can tell you who I mean by they. You know, I got a ticket a year or two back for pulling out of here and making an improper right turn. So what I did, the proper thing that any good black person would do, I went to the package store the day before I was going to go to court, and I made sure I got good and drunk. And I woke up 15 minutes before court, and I went in front of the judge, and I told him what I thought. And you know what? He found me guilty. Can you imagine that? But you know what? It happened again 2 weeks ago, and I got a good night's sleep, and I went and dressed in a suit, and I treated the judge like a real person. He dismissed the case. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, you see, all these people come on here and they're offended by the Confederate flag. My ancestors were slaves. Slavery. Not one person can call into this show tonight and say they were a slave. And not one person called on this show and say their mother or father was a slave. And even their grandparents couldn't be slaves because the years have passed us on. And what I'm trying to say is they're clinging on to a victim, like a victim type of analogy where they're saying, we're victims, you owe us.
Right.
Well, what about the 6 million Jews that were murdered? You know, what about the Christians that were murdered by the Catholic, the Vatican? We can go on and on. What about the Indians with the Native Americans? You know, if we're all going to run around each and every day crying about we need to be paid money for what someone else did 700 years ago, how the hell are we going to ever progress in society? You know what time it is? It's time to get off your ass, you know, get dressed yourself without mommy's help, feed your and get out and go to work and earn a living and to take care of your family and do what's right. You know, it's time to stop looking for a free handout. But go ahead, Bitbanker.
Well, that's why I made the analogy about the judge in court. It's time to stop this nonsense because they're not going to get anywhere doing what they're doing. It's time to stop spray painting the outsides of your buildings that are free, smashing the beer bottles in the street, breaking to every car up and down the street, and all the crimes and highways that you shut down and buildings and looting. You see where it's gotten you? Nowhere. And that's where it's going to get you. If they're going to get somewhere as a black society, stand up, get a job, be respectful. you know what? You'll get noticed a lot more, and you'll probably get a lot more of what you want.
That's correct. You're correct. And BitBanker, real quick, I want to address another subject here tonight that someone messaged me just now on Facebook, the flu. The flu that's going around. Deborah Lewis, who's called into this show several times, who's a guest on this program, talked. Her granddaughter is very sick from the flu. And the flu that's going around here in North Carolina has killed 87 people. I myself had the stomach flu over the last 7 days, or an intestinal flu. I still actually do have signs of it. And the flu this year has been really bad. So we all say, let's go out and get vaccinated. And I know you're against vaccinations and you don't believe in vaccinations. What's your opinion, how people, your personal opinion on how you would combat the flu?
excuse me. Well, I'm not totally against vaccinations, but I don't believe in them. That, I guess that would be a better way of saying it. I wouldn't recommend that anyone get a vaccination for the sheer reason of getting a vaccination, especially when you drive by and you see the signs, free flu vaccinations. I wouldn't recommend going to do that. But if that's your personal choice, well, then good for you. Well, you know, there are a lot of good herbs out there that would help, but here we go talking about it again, and I don't know why we're even talking about it, because no one's going to listen. So, you know, there are plenty of good herbs, and you've got to get your digestive system and everything in order first, because without the ability to assimilate anything that you take in through your mouth, it's not going to do you any good anyway. But off the top of my head, I don't know. You got to watch out, too, because, you know, licorice root, not the licorice you buy in the store, because that's not even licorice. It's sugar and anise, because they don't put licorice in anything. But licorice root, Paul D'Arco bark, and things like that supposedly helps with the flu. And actually, all herbs are anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial, and all herbs are basically that way. So it's basically, if you think you're going to take an herb and the flu is going to go away, no, it's not. It's probably not going to go away. It's a lifestyle change that you're going to have to do, and you're going to have to do it over your lifetime if you want these things to help you. You know, garlic and onions and, you know, things like that. Those are good things for your intestines, and that's what you need to do. It has to be a lifestyle. It can't be something you're going to do because you're sick and you think it's going to go away. If you want it to go away right away, go to your doctor, you know, and get a poison prescription. That'll cover up the symptoms real well, but it won't do anything for keeping you safe or actually doing away with the problem. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're talking about the flu, but Joe, BitBanker, what about all the medications that doctors are prescribing for these people? They're going to say, oh, yeah, I'm just going to stop taking my medications and listen to you, because I've heard this argument, because you made a comment, no one's going to listen. And you're right.
Right.
Because they are going to listen to their doctor before they listen to you. Now, you're telling everyone, just don't listen to me. Use common sense in a way. I mean, if what your doctor is prescribing for you is not working, why do you continuously keep on doing it?
Right.
I know Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and getting the same result. You know, and the people that are sick and unhealthy, who are miserable, who are old, who are sickly, they're getting worse. They're not getting the same result. So, but why should anyone take the natural way of things? Then, because, you know, if you walk into your doctor's office and you say, well, I heard a guy talking on the radio last night. He told me to take some turmeric, dandelion weed, and probiotics, and, you know, and I wanted to try that out. And the doctor says, oh, no, 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 you better not do that. It's going to conflict with your medications. What advice would you have, in your personal opinion, to something like that? Because that's what these individuals are running into.
Yeah, well, you made a good analogy last week or the week before, which actually came from Kevin Trudeau, and that's why he's in jail, because although he was a snake oil salesman, let's say he was, he was out to make money for himself. But Kevin Trudeau was actually putting truth out there in his own way. And the analogy you made is that, you know, the vaccines are full of monkey guts and they're bread and eggs and they've got aluminum in them and mercury in them and everything. And the doctor will tell you, but it's such a small amount. Well, if I put one drop of urine in this glass of water, will you drink it? It's only a small amount. No, they won't. So again, I think it's a lifestyle change, and you know, if you have blood pressure issues or heart problems or things like that, and you start taking a small amount of a good quality vitamin E, not the man-made, you know, D-alpha tocopherols that's made by man, but a natural source or a good quality source, and a little bit, you know, you'll see some improvement after time. And then when you go see your doctor, your doctor will say, geez, you seem to be getting better. What are you doing? And he'll tell you, well, you got to stop that. It's interfering with the medication. God forbid, you're going to screw up my next trip to Hawaii if you keep doing what you're doing. And that's exactly what's going to happen. But it's a lifestyle change. And some people are sick, and some people are so sick that no matter what they do, they're not going to be helped. Because it's you got to do it throughout your entire life. You've got to be mindful of what you're putting in your mouth. That's what you have to do. You know, none of us are that smart. We are all eating poison on a daily basis. But the problem is, it's not that those poisons that you're consuming. It's the good stuff that you're not consuming. That's the problem. Because, you know, we talked about this, was it last week? You know, the body reproduces itself. There isn't a cell in your body that's, I don't know, more than seven or nine years old, except for some of your brain cells and white blood cells and things like that. Your body reproduces itself. Your body fixes itself. If it's not, then there's a problem. So my personal opinion, you know, you have to be mindful of what you're doing. You have to stay away from, you know, these foods that come boxed and prepared, and start doing things a little bit better for yourself. I mean, I smoke, I drink beer, I drink coffee. I'm drinking a cup of green tea right now. I just put a cigarette out a few minutes ago. But that's my lifestyle. Would I be a lot better off if I stopped all these? Probably. But then, you know what? I could get hit by a truck tomorrow, too. So I don't know. And those are the things that make me happy. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you're right, but other people may be saying, hey, going to the doctor and taking the drugs may be what makes them happy, but no, I don't think it does. I mean, I've spoken to people within my own family who are elderly. We just heard Joe from Smash in Florida, for instance. He's feeling down, he doesn't feel well. I don't know, I'm not a doctor, I can't analyze what he was trying to say, but in your advice, you know, when people get older and their testosterone diminishes, and they're unable to get energy and they feel down and out, what can they do naturally? Because a doctor will laugh at you. If Joe in Smash in Florida went to the doctor right now and said, I just feel down and out and blah, blah, the doctor, what's he going to do? You know, he's not going to do anything for you. You know, I mean, if you went in there with a broken leg, yeah, he could fix you. Or if you went in there, you know, because you had cancer, he can give you a bunch of poison to combat it, and then you'll die sooner. You know, but what I'm trying to say is he feels down, and a lot of that, what do we always say? Happiness brings healthiness. Without good
right.
health, you know, you bring what? You know, sadness breeds bad health. And if you're healthy,
right.
you're happy. If you're not happy, you're not healthy. So if he's not happy or healthy, what do you recommend that he bring forward to the table? Because these doctors, and I actually watched a documentary about these doctors who are shooting people up with poison, okay? The AMC Journal. A lot of these doctors really aren't a part of this AMC, the nonsense. But a lot of doctors
AMA.
Do promote these vaccinations because it's a quick moneymaker. But go ahead, Bitbanker. I don't want to jump from subject to subject here. I'm talking about Joe and Sebastian Florida, who just called in. What's
yep.
your advice? Go ahead.
Well, I think you were talking about the AMA. Well, my advice could go
AMA.
Back.
AMA. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. AMA.
My advice could go back to the 50s and 60s, and any of us that are older probably already know about what I'm going to say. But there used to be a magazine that I think came out every week. And, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Laughter. That's the best medicine. You know, we talked last week about Hippocrates, how let medicine be your food, be your medicine, and medicine be your food. You know, that's the father of medicine, Hippocrates. You know, if I'm not going to be giving out any medical information here, because you have to remember, most drugs are made from herbs and things like that. They're just synthesized and are made by man. So these herbs that I'm about to mention, you just can't go out and consume them. You have to know what you're doing. You know, testosterone, I believe you can get that from horny goat weed or yohimbe bark or things like that. You can get testosterone for that. That's what men want, testosterone. And you have to be careful because you just can't go taking a spoonful of it because, you know, you could hurt yourself. But a little bit of research would go a long way. But those sort of things can the results can be seen, you know, quite rapidly as well. It's not an entire life thing you got to do. You take a little bit, you know, you're taking Viagra and everything. Take some yohimbe bark instead of Viagra. You know what? You're not going to be paying $90 a pill. You're not going to be paying $9 a pill. You may not even pay 9 cents a pill. So, you know, you go listen to your doctor, and he'll get another trip to Europe, you know, while you're paying him. But, you know, you go see Mother Nature, and she's going to do it for you, and she doesn't even want to be paid. So, but it's a lifestyle change, and I said last week, most people in America are literally so full of crap that they can't assimilate anything that they take in. So when they're going to take this stuff and they're going to say, well, this didn't work for me, well, it didn't work for you for probably a number of reasons. But as far as the other feeling down and everything, you know, is it a serotonin thing? Is it a mental thing? Well, try the laughter for best medicine. You know, they make GABA amino butyric acid. That's an amino acid. You have to be careful with that as well. But that affects the serotonin in your brain, and lots of people find miraculous results with that. With me, if I took GABA, they recommend 250 milligrams. If I take 1 milligram, it gives me a splitting headache. So everyone is affected differently. Go ahead.
Well, that's a very interesting what you just said. Everyone's affected differently. So doctors, but they only have one vaccination that says this can cure you of the flu, or it will block you from the flu. And we know, like I said, here in North Carolina, we have been struck by the flu. We have 83 to 87 deaths right now in North Carolina over the past 2 months. And I have people I'm trying to get on the line right now who are affected by the flu. I know they see my messages on Facebook. I wish they would call in. I'll see a lot of people listening on Facebook and the chat room, and it's very difficult. Well, and again, in the chat room, Flycatch, Wikipedia, you know, Wikipedia is not very, very, very reliable, I guess you could say, on especially medical medicine. But the flu here in North Carolina has obtained or has caused 83 to 87, I think it's 87, I'm not 100% sure. It's killed that many people over the last 60 days. And I said in the beginning, I've had the stomach flu or intestinal flu for the last 7 days, and let me tell you, you know, sometimes at night when I'm laying there, I wish I'd just die, you know. I'm taking probiotics, drinking ginger ale. I'm hungry, well, but I can't eat.
Get off the ginger ale.
You know,
get
so what do you recommend, banker? What do you think, in your opinion?
First off, what you said is good, but first, get off the ginger ale, first of all. If you want to get rid of that, I told you before, go out and get yourself some real ginger root and make yourself some ginger tea on the stove. That'll help your digestive system, and it'll also help many other things. Your ginger, sugar, number one. Get the hell away from the sugar. Get away from the goddamn wheat. Get away from it. That's what you need to do. Stop. Stop the wheat. Stop the sugar. That's what you need to do. I feel so strongly about natural medicine versus, you know, allopathy, current conventional medicine. Then let me tell you, a few weeks ago, you knew I was sick. I had the flu as well, too. Well, you know what? I can tell you how strongly I feel, because I actually died. Yes, I did. So that's how good my natural medicine works for me.
Well, I know, but there's so many different medical opinions out there. You know, and the thing of it is, people say, well, I just need to trust my doctor. Who the hell are you to tell me I need to do this? You know, and that's the point that I'm trying to get at. You know, why not listen to different opinions? You know, because listen, your doctor is only a medical opinion. They always tell you that, right? It's a medical
right.
opinion. So
what
why not
practicing.
Listen to other opinions, right? All right, another
That's
caller
right.
here. My friend here, the retired dairy farmer, Mike here. Go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and connect you. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Joe. And happy birthday, Dad. I know it's tomorrow. But, yeah, talking about vaccines, my wife works at a place where, you know, the people are, it's mandatory to take the flu shot. And
oh, wow, it's mandatory? Wow.
Yeah.
That's something to report on. Wow, I didn't know that.
But because right now the flu is going crazy here in Wisconsin as well. And guess what? It's going rampant through the place that everybody got the flu shot at. And the flu shot hasn't helped hardly anybody at all. And Melody's actually taken Zicam, and it's keeping the flu at bay to
what is she taking?
You know,
repeat that again, Mike. What is she taking?
It's called Zicam. It's
Zicam.
The stuff you take when you Zicam. It's
okay.
Okay,
I'm just trying to pronounce it so I could type it into the Facebook, you know, or chat room. Okay, go ahead.
Zicam.
Okay. Thank you.
And you take that when you first think you're getting a cold or sniffles, and it usually either kills your cold or cuts it down more than half. And I've taken it before, and Mel's taken it many times, and it does work, but we're talking about the vaccinations. These people take vaccinations, it's mandatory, and every single year they get the flu. So, you know, I guess the doctors could say, well, if they didn't get the vaccinations, the flu would have been worse.
Yeah.
You know. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Any proof of it? You know, I mean, really. But you know.
Well, I know one of our supporters here, Mike. I know one of our supporters, Deborah Lewis, put into the Facebook there that her granddaughter has the flu, according to what she says, and it's hard for her to obtain medical treatment. And, you know, I can't read all the messages, but it's hard to receive medical treatment. Finally, they had to take her to the ER. Well, you can always receive medical treatment in the ER. I don't know what their private doctor and insurance does for them, but, you know, this is one of the subjects that we've been talking about here, Trump care, Obamacare, and whatnot. But back to the flu, which, do you think the weather, Mike, in your opinion, just your personal opinion, the weather may have something to do with this?
I do, because when we have winters that are like 5, 10 below, it doesn't seem that, like, the sicknesses are as bad. Nothing can mutate when it's 10 below zero, you know? And I guess you could say, well, then everybody's inside together. So if you do get sick, you know, everyone's going to get it because, you know, everyone's inside. And I really don't know what to say about that. But I actually do think when you have a heavy freeze or a heavy winter, I don't think the sicknesses are as bad. But then again,
But see here, like for instance, here in North Carolina, we've had weeks and weeks of 70 plus 80 degrees worth of temperatures and weather, and then it drops down to 29 degrees. And what does the body do to react to that? You know, I mean, obviously, it must have an effect on the immune system somehow, some way.
Yeah, well, it's you know, I got I don't live in your part of the country, but I would think that, you know, if everything goes dormant as winter starts, and then all of a sudden you're getting 2 to 3 weeks of 70 and 80 degree weather, things are coming back to life. Pollen's coming back, you know, trees are coming back, everything, you know, and the pollen gets in the air, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get the cold weather, and wham, they're all frozen out again. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I know Flycatch says get off the weather kick. I don't know what he means by that. give me a geographical location of the flu epidemic, and I bet you it can be traced to the Mexican population. Well, that may be a point, and I brought that up also before on other shows, schools. You know, all these kids in my son's school are vaccinated. And let me tell you, when school's out, my son is the most healthiest young little boy around. But yet, when he goes back to school, he comes home, he's coughing, hacking, a pink eye, this and that, diarrhea, you know, from time to time. And he's going to school with all these kids that are vaccinated. They're shot up with all these poisons. And Bitbanker, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I think, like you said, that's where he's getting it from, all the vaccinated kids. Because as we talked about, the odds of that, of them getting the vaccine straight for what's going around, you've got better odds of throwing a quarter off the Empire State Building and having it land on edge when it hits the sidewalk. Because bacteria is smarter than man. We just don't know it yet.
Bitbanker, in your opinion, because you can't give a medical advice because you're not a doctor, what would you suggest for children today who have obtained early signs or even have the flu? Well, maybe that's jumping the gun. How can we, matter of fact, you know what, let's not talk about the problem after it occurs. Let's try to prevent the problem from occurring.
That's right.
How do we prevent our children from coming down with these viruses and sicknesses? In your opinion, through your personal studies, what do you recommend?
Well, it probably relates back to our government, to your last call, to HAARP out in Alaska, to RFID chips, to population control, to using us all as sheeple, as guinea pigs, and the high fructose corn syrups, the sugars, the refined foods, the lack of the ability to assimilate anything that you take in your digestive system. You know, I saw a doctor a number of years ago because I just went for, I say craps and giggles because I don't want to say the other word because some people don't like it. Because I just wanted to know my mineral levels in my body, my vitamin D3 level, my cholesterol and everything like this. And I screened her on the phone and I called her and I talked to her on the phone and she was a naturopathic doctor, so she says, and I called her back and talked to her again and she talked to me again and I went in there. And she wasn't a naturopathic doctor at all. But she showed me my tests. And you know what? She almost fell over because she couldn't believe how good they were according to the current, you know, medical standards. That's, I eat my chicken skin. I eat my meat fat. You know, those are the things I like, so that's what I eat. And if those were the causes of your cholesterol problems and your heart attacks, I should be dead by now, that's for sure. And you know what? According to her results, she just couldn't believe how good they were. And she had a girl come in who was studying to be there with her, to be her right hand, whatever they call it there and everything. And I started talking with her. And the doctor was standing there on the other side of the room, and her head was just going back and forth, left and right, left and right, left and right. And she says to her, is he right? And she says, yeah. And she didn't know what to say. She finally left the room and just left me and the other girl there talking. So you've got to get your digestive system in order. You've got to get off the processed foods. Get away from the high fructose corn syrup. Get away from the wheat. Stop the nonsense. You know, that's what you got to do. And it's a lifestyle change, like I said before. It's not.
What are the most products that we consume that have corn fructose? What did you say it was?
High fructose corn syrup, soda, soda,
yeah,
number one.
What are the products that contain most of that today that most Americans consume?
Soda and just about anything else if you look at the label. And thanks to all the lobbyists and everything, you can't even read a label. Because if you pick up a label in the store and it says spices, spices could mean any one of 134 different chemicals because that's the way they did
wow.
it. And all natural tomato sauce or whatever from concentrate, they don't have to tell you by law what was in the concentrate. They just label it as all natural or organic. That those are the laws. So you have to know how to read the labels because you're being fooled. You're left and right. It's all a dollar bill game. But
why are they able to print false labels? Tell me, why is that?
That the law says they can. The lobbyists lobbied them to change the laws to you know, go look at, pick up some spaghetti sauce you don't believe in. Oregano, basil, parsley, other spices. Well, why wouldn't they list those other spices? Why do they got to use other spices? But the other three they listed. Because other spices aren't real spices at all. And where did those real spices come from? Where were they grown? Did they come from China? Are they all laced with mercury and aluminum and toxins from the ground? You don't know that. And you know what? I don't think they care. Just as long as they can sell their product. So it's a lifestyle change. You've got to do it, and you've got to do it from the word go.
Yes, but BitBanker, it's hard for people to change a lifestyle change. So now you just made a key point. Change your lifestyle. Listen, if someone's been living for 50 years doing the same freaking thing over and over and over, how do you convince them to change?
You don't. You don't convince them to change. They have to convince themselves. That's the way it is. Most people don't have common sense to change. They're going to keep doing what they're doing, and because that's what's gotten them this far. So, you know, maybe they don't know what better is, or maybe they do, and they're just happy with what they're doing. I smoke, I drink beer, you know, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. You know, what can I say, you know?
Well, let me ask your opinion. Why can some people smoke cigarettes their whole life, drink beer, eat whatever the hell they want, and then die at the age of 90, you know? But yet people who do it earlier die at the age of 50, and we blame those types of things on their deaths. Tell me,
well,
why is that?
Well, as my opinion only, you take table salt. You know, table salt, basically, you put it on your food and it improves the taste of your food. But, you know, you take the sodium and you take the chloride apart, and each one could be a very toxic element to you where it would actually kill you. So smoking causes cancer. Well, maybe smoking actually doesn't cause cancer. I don't recall any Indians ever dying of lung cancer, but there might have been. Maybe it's not actually the smoking that causes the cancer. Maybe it's the nicotine in the tobacco interfering with the high fructose corn syrup. Did we ever do a study on that? Or maybe it's interfering with glyphosate that you put down on your Roundup that you put on your garden to kill the weeds. Or maybe it's something else. I don't think we've done any studies on that. I don't think we know. You know, so maybe. I'm not saying that everyone should be smoking because, as we all know, tobacco is laced with radiation, it's laced with chemicals and everything like that. But natural tobacco, what Indians smoked, they didn't smoke the bright leaves or the burleys that are prevalent on the market today for cigars and cigarettes. They had what they call, I think it was Joe Pye weed, Lobelia. Those were the herbs they smoked. And you could actually grow mullein and lamb's ear, and that would make good smoking tobacco. And you could grow them naturally, and those are herbs. And, you know, if you really wanted to smoke cigarettes. And so what causes cancer? I don't know. I'm just spouting off here that they're basing cigarettes based on their research because people smoke, and they've all got cancer. Well, that may be true, but maybe it was a cause of lack of vitamin C. You know, the sailors used to get scurvy till they found out that if they brought lemons or limes or whatever it was on the boats, then they didn't get scurvy anymore and start bleeding from their eyes and everything because they were getting their vitamin C. So I think mankind is you know, mankind knows 4% of what there is to know. So, you know, there's 96% we don't know. So I think we've got to get a little smarter.
Well, Flycatch typed in the chat room that NC is the only, not only the only state affected with the flu. Yes, I agree, Flycatch, in the chat room. I was just quoting the stats of what I know, what I hear in the local media with the flu epidemic here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure in other states it's happening. And it's probably even worse, maybe. But, like I said, I had the stomach flu or intestinal flu. I don't know what the heck it is. It's still affecting me to this day, but it's not bad. It lasted about 8 days, but I took probiotics. And told me to get rid of the ginger ale, but I did drink some ginger ale, whether or not it helped or not. So I was always told when I was a kid, hey, you get sick to your stomach, drink a little ginger ale and eat some crackers.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, and what Flycatch is talking about in the chat room, the cancer is caused by cell mutations and apoptosis, pre-programmed cell death. All your cells are programmed to die. They're programmed to kill themselves and die unless they're told to live. And that's what cancer is. Cancer is just your cells failing to die as they've been pre-programmed to. Because as I said earlier, there isn't a cell in your body that's actually more than 7 or 9 years old, except for some brain cells and white blood cells. The body is self-healing, self-replicating. All it needs is the right nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and everything to do so. But he's got a good point there, too, and he's absolutely right.
Okay, Big Banker, real quick, before I start getting ready to wrap it up here, to the people out there who have got the flu right now, I know Deborah Lewis is on the line tonight. I just scrolled down. I saw her number, so I'm glad she called in. Her granddaughter is sick with the flu. I've told you, I think I've got the stomach flu or intestinal flu, something. I can breathe now. Last night I was all congested where I couldn't breathe, but I could breathe now. So it appears it's digressing. I hope it's been freaking 8 days, 7 to 8 days now where I get nauseous and, I want to eat, but I can't, you know, I can't. You know, and no, it's not Taco Bell. I don't eat a Taco Bell. I haven't been out for the last 4 days. But anyway, I can't eat. But what advice do you have to give to her and I right now? And to maybe, or not advice to combat what's happening now, because, hey, what's happened has happened. You got to deal with it. But how can we prevent this from ever happening again?
You're not going to prevent Mother Nature. You're not going to prevent viruses. You know, they've been around since the beginning of time. You know, like I said before, I guess we have to cut down on the effects of the flu and the viruses on the human body. And that's what Mike is doing there with the Zycam and everything. He's covering up the effects. So it appears that it's taking it away, when it's really not. It's actually causing more problems down the road is what it's doing. You're causing severe chronic problems down the road for acute problems now, which will relatively be short term. So you put up with the short term problems now, which may last 3-4 days or it may last 3-4 months. But the problems with medicine is they're going to cause problems which will probably kill you in 20 or 30 years. Now, when you get to be 60, 70, 80 years old, that doesn't make much of a difference. So I guess maybe elderly people should be taking these medications because they're probably not going to live that long anyway. But by God's standards, we should be living into our 120s or 30s because he made the human body to fix itself and to reproduce itself. But like I said, I had the flu and everything mid-December or whatever, and it lingered on. And I had 2 abscessed teeth, too, which I didn't know at the time. And I thought it was the flu, and that's what was giving me my headache and everything. So, but as it turned out, my real ginger root tea helped my digestion, and it helped me with the flu. And, of course, resting and relaxation took care of it. You know, you go out in the sun, get yourself some vitamin D, which actually isn't a vitamin at all. It's a hormone. and lots of people here don't even know how
to make a hormone. Let me interrupt you. It's hard to tell a child to do rest and relaxation, you know. So what I'm trying to do is look at the younger generation where we can see this happening, because every year, are we not talking about this flu? Remember, it was the H1N1. Remember that big scare? Blah, blah, blah. Yep. Everybody's going to die, you know. But yet, the flu does take people's lives every year. So let's try to prevent that. Let's not treat it. Let's prevent it. That's what I always say. Like breast cancer, they say, let's treat breast cancer. No, let's prevent breast cancer. But go ahead, Bitbanker. Let me put that thought into your head.
How many people on this call actually have strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, mulberries growing in their yard? Probably not too many. How many people on this call? Yeah, there you go. How many people actually have at least two apple trees? Because you have to have at least two, or two pear trees growing in their yard.
I do.
There you go. You see, this is where you need to start. Because the birds are going to get the berries probably before you do, but there's no maintenance for those sort of things, really, little to none. And you've got to do something. You've got to do something good for yourself. You're not going to find it in your supermarket. You're not going to find it in your doctor's waiting room. You've got to do something good for yourself. It has to be a lifestyle change.
So are you telling me the only place we can really treat ourselves and find a natural cure is in our own backyard, not in a store?
Much.
You're telling me? Go ahead.
Pretty much. You're not going to fool Mother Nature. And to make it's kind of hard to tell a child to relax and take it easy. That is true. But, you know, like all children, you know, you take them for a ride in the car. They'll fall asleep probably, or at least you drive around for an hour and they can relax. Rest and relaxation, you know. You know, you could give them, you know, some herbal teas and make them tired, a little tired and fall asleep. That's what I'm saying. You know, let them take a nice warm bath if that's what they want, whatever the case may be.
Well, I heard that I think Deborah Lewis there said in her Facebook page that they had to put ice on one of the children there that has the flu to cool down the temperature of the child. And we all know that sometimes that's the key. You got to cool down the fever, you know. So, you know, it's a tricky situation. I'm glad because we got 24 callers on the line, and I've got two live callers, and I do see Deborah Lewis on tonight, and I see Elizabeth Rondo on tonight. Whoa! Hey, I'm glad you stayed on. All right. And, of course, we've got Joe from Smash in Florida on, and Mike. And but, you know, the flu is a deadly thing now. Tell me something. When you, Bitbanker, when you were a child, was the flu a deadly thing? Was the flu a big thing back then?
Well, you say the granddaughter there has it real bad, and they're putting ice. No, I can't remember that. Maybe there's complications here for some other reason. No, it wasn't that way, but you have to remember, as you get older, things affect you in different ways. And, you know, it's like the neighborhood around here, these people. You know, I'm not afraid of these people around here. I just don't want to get hit by them or get hurt, because I'm not afraid of getting hit or hurt. The problem is that it may take me 4 or 5 months to recover, where it would only take me 4 or 5 days when I was a lot younger. So you got to keep that in mind. When you get older, when you get this flu or you get a sickness, it takes longer to recover. It takes your body longer to recover.
Yeah, well, you need to get out of that neighborhood with the monkeys, you know. You really do. I mean, these people are bad people. I told you this, and we're not going to get into that right now. But, you know, you don't wave a steak in front of a bear, like you always said, you know. You're a piece of meat sitting in a neighborhood where people don't care about anything but themselves.
We're
addressing that again on the program here tonight. Hang on. Before I let everyone wrap it up, I just want to say something. The show, excuse me, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm still sick, but I wanted to carry on with the show tonight.
The people that we're addressing here mainly tonight is Talk Real Solutions, a black racist program that has no business being on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm asking everyone to send an email to Blog Talk Radio to remove these people. Remove them. Listen, we want to fix this country. We want to talk about all these things that we're talking about on this program, that I need your help. I can't do it by myself. Contact Blog Radio. Get these evil, evil people off this radio show and off the internet. Now back to curing everyone, whether you're black or white. Bitbanker, go ahead, continue.
I forget where we're going with the conversation of viruses. I posted the information for contact and the CEO and everything into the chat room for Blog Talk, and we'll send them an email too and tell them what's going on. And like you said, it's TRS, it's Talk Radical Crap is what it is. It's not Talk Real Solutions. They're using Talk Real Solutions as a come-on for their own agenda, because if it wasn't their own agenda, they would let everyone get on there and talk and have their say and maybe not disagree with you or maybe agree with you, but then they wouldn't be trying to circumvent your show in ways which are totally illegal, immoral, and unethical. And that's what they're doing, and it's just the wrong way to go.
That's right, and that's why I'm asking all my listeners, let's get rid of this Talk Real Solutions on Blog Talk Radio, this TRS program. They are disgusting. They're immoral. They listen, you may say, well, they have a First Amendment right. They have a First Amendment right to speak. No. You don't have a First Amendment right to incite racism or violence. You don't, folks. You don't. And this show tonight, folks, we've addressed a lot of topics. We addressed the flu epidemic in North Carolina, which several people have called in to try to give cures to people who are facing the flu. And if anyone wants to contribute to the program, we have over 28 callers on the line tonight. I do have Mike from Wisconsin online. I got Bitbanker. Anyone else, you need to press the number 1, and I will get you on because we only got about 12 minutes left to the program tonight. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just trying to let everyone know if they want to press the number 1, they're more than welcome to contribute tonight. Go ahead, Mike.
I was wondering how it would make it easier for people to, you know, get a hold of Blog Talk, but I don't know if you can do this, but I don't know if it's a good idea, but, like, you know, you post something on your page that you post your show on and ask people to comment, you know, and have them comment with their comment and their email or whatever, and then you can take that and send it into Blog Talk. I don't know. That's just a suggestion.
Well, there you go, Mike. That's a great idea. We need to work on that because, you know my platform. I want everyone to have a voice on this program. But our main topic tonight is to kick someone off Blog Talk Radio, and that's Talk Real Solutions. This Tyrone, this Richard Thompson needs to be removed, Mike. You listened to his show one night because you and I coordinated something where we listened. This guy, this person, needs to be removed. His voice of hate, needs to be removed from Blog Talk Radio. And listen, Mike, this show right here addresses all subjects. We welcome everyone on this program. Everyone has a voice. That show, nobody has a voice. Nobody. And all they do is spew hate and violence, and they hate the white man. Why do they hate the white man? None of them were slaves. Not even their mothers or their grandparents were slaves. Why? Why? How can we get through to these people, Mike? And anyone else who wants to contribute tonight, you need to do it because we've got about 10 minutes left on the program. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, to talk about what my brother was talking about you know, food and the sugar and everything, you know, I guess this was about 15, 20 years ago. I went on a diet and I kept.
Oh, you're talking, Mike. You changed the subject. Mike, you changed the subject. You mean you want to get back to the natural cure thing where we're talking about the flu virus, correct?
I just wanted to make a comment on that. Okay, just.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mike. Go ahead.
Keep some your health, your body healthier. I got rid of everything that was white sugar, white flour, you know, everything that was white. Actually, even milk I didn't drink, and I lost 100 pounds. And I went into my heart doctor, and he got mad. He actually got mad at me. Told me I was getting better, and he didn't like that. And but I'm just saying.
You were screwing up his trip to Hawaii, Mike. You were screwing up his trip to Hawaii.
I guess I was. But you know, like Joe was the bit banker was talking about, you know, the amount of sugar and everything. Well, one thing that I've noticed, we should all eat some more what is called fermented food, which is like olives and pickles and sauerkraut, and, you know, things of that nature. And you know, I think that helps settle helps your you know, intestinal flow. But that's just my opinion. All right, Alex.
Well, I talked about this also. Probiotics, you know, that helps your intestinal tract, you know, a real lot. And listen, everyone, we're short on time. If you want to have a comment on the program tonight, excuse me, or if you want to contribute to the program tonight, you need to press the number 1 on your phone, and I will pass you through. Okay, we do have a number of people on the call line. We have a dozen or so in the chat room. But the main topic of the program tonight was basically we were trying to talk about Talk Real Solutions, which is a blog talk radio show that are filled with black racism, racist against white people. They agitate violence and hurt against white people. And then we ventured off some other topics to help some other people out there who need help. And we're talking about the flu virus where BitBanker came in. And we talked about things that really we should be concerned about, our health, you know. This show is an open platform for everyone to listen into at any time, anywhere, anytime, anywhere. And you're all welcome to share your stories or your thoughts or your opinions on this program. Always. We've always been an open platform. I do not hang up on people. Once you connect to the call line, you're always welcome to participate in the platform. We broadcast on Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 657-383-0616. And like I said, you want to listen, that's fine, that's okay. But if you have something to say, go ahead, say it, man. Go ahead. Press the number 1 and I will connect you. We have, let's see here. I got, I got about 28 callers on the line. Let's see here. I'm scrolling down. Okay, we got another one here. 336. Oh, no, 336 hung up. Oh, sorry. Okay.
There you go.
443. Okay. Here's one. Go ahead. 443. Go ahead. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to say this is Brother Mercy. Yeah, and I'd like to say real quick that I do agree that TRS need to be taken off. However, I just believe they just be taken off because they spew racism. I know what you're saying, but also I know that they just need to be taken off for many different reasons. So, as you've already
Can you give me a couple reasons? Because I'm not having you on because you agree with me, because I don't know who you are. But at the same time, can you give me a couple real reasons? Not just because you think. Because, look, everyone is entitled to their right to free speech. But when we start talking about hurting people, for goodness sake, man, that's not what it's about, you know? I mean, I can't create a network on the internet and say, and have people coming on and say, yeah, we're going to start a race war against the white people, where, you know, or the white people are going to start hanging black people. Well, I can't do that, man, you know? But go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I was going to say that, I mean, the real reason I feel that they need to be taken off is because, like you say, they do speak race. And this is Brother Mercy. I debated you with Black Jesus with the Confederate flag.
Okay. I remember you now. Thank you very much for calling in. Hey, and I respect your opinion. I do. But that's what.
So CRS,
excuse me. That's what this show is all about, brother. That's what it's about. That's the First Amendment. What you did that night, debating, having a conversation. That's what it's all about. Go ahead, my friend.
But I will say this to you, Joseph Gibson. I feel that you resorted. I think you made some mistakes on that show. I think that you resorted to their level by using certain terms and certain words, and they use that against you. I feel that, you know, that maybe you should watch what you say. I mean, even though you meant to, in a, whatever context you said it in, guys like that, you got to speak to them a certain way so your words can be misconstrued. So I would say that because I didn't like that term coming out your mouth, that N-word. So I'll just leave it
right
there.
I agree. And I apologize if I offended you. I apologize. But sometimes things get taken out of context. And I know you're very well educated, and I know you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I just wanted to say that, and it needs to be stated because sometimes you can say things and your enemy can purposely misconstrue your words, but the point is you should never say them. That's my point. Because
I agree with you 100%. You know, I do. And this gentleman right here is bringing up a very important point. Sometimes people say things that shouldn't be said at all. And I thank you for calling in. I'm not going to hang up on you, but on Tuesday, I am on Black Jesus Radio Minister's radio program, and that's why he has me on his show, because you know what? I'm not like TRS. I'm not going to hang up on this man because he disagrees with me. No, that's what it's all about. If we're going to have a conversation, we need to do it together because, you know, I mean, I just don't know what else to say. I mean, the show should be taken off. It should be removed from Blog Talk Radio because it doesn't have an open forum like we have. And I'm not saying we're just right and there's a wrong way, but at the same time, when you tell people they should light themselves on fire and kill themselves or call people white crackers or call people the N-word, that is disgusting. It's disgusting. And it should not be allowed on this program or any other program on Blog Talk. And Blog Talk actually has rules, sir, where people should not say that, but Blog Talk doesn't enforce it. But go ahead. I only got about a minute and 30 seconds left. I'll give you 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also I would like to say TRS should be taken off because, I mean, to me, like I said, they're a bad reflection on black people, and I feel they misrepresent us. And then what happens is you got people out there who see black people in that way because the way TRS behaves, and then they respond in a negative racist way because of what TRS is doing. So they're promoting racism. So but the way you diffuse a audience like that is that you stop using those terminologies so you can diffuse the situation. That's just my opinion. That's how I deal with racist people. You know, I just don't use the words.
And you are entitled to your opinion, sir, and your opinion is always welcome on this program. You speak very intelligently. I would not, even though sometimes we may disagree, but that does not mean I degrade you and call you names like TRS.
And we do broadcast on Sundays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am on the Black Jesus Radio Network, which, listen, this man is my friend. Black Jesus Ministry is my friend, whether people like it or not. At 7 p.m., I am on his show. They may cut us off here any second. But, sir, thank you so much. We had a great program tonight, and you closed it out brilliantly. I'm so glad you called in when you did. God bless. Take care. End of the episode. Take care.